a.m. at 6:40. Conway Show. And every single night at 9, we do the Ding Dong Sing-Along.
Hey, now.
Gets our energy up for the 9 o'clock hour, the power hour. That's like something fun, right? Something dumb, something stupid.
Hey, I did want to correct one thing that I said earlier. We talked about Japan and their infection rates and the vaccination rates. When I was saying 25%, it's at 25% case rate of what it was at its peak. So it was before, it's at 25. It is. As far as their vaccinations, it's barely over 10% of the population has been fully vaccinated.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. It's much higher than I thought it was. They were saying 3.5%.
Yeah, and they said if they were going at the rate that they currently are, so they had been upticking their vaccines lately.
Right.
If they stay at the current rate that they're at right now as far as vaccinating its population, it'll hit only 20% by next month, 29
by the Olympics.
Days from now, yeah.
Do they have the same group of reluctant people to take it over there?
I haven't looked at a breakdown of that as far as who or why, but yeah, like you said, it's an interesting stat for how many people are not getting vaccinated considering Japan. You wouldn't think that.
Right. But the one thing I will say about Japan, I think it's, you know, almost unique that the elderly people in Japan are really looked up to. People really respect the elderly people in Japan. Very knowledgeable people. They have a tremendous amount of respect for them, and they don't like to warehouse them like they do in this country.
Yeah, that ain't here, man.
Yeah.
I've always thought that, man, I don't want to get old. I see the way old people are treated in this country.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible. People take advantage of them. You know, people with...
Cast aside.
Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, they're just like, you know, but in Japan, they're looked like, you know, up to like they're gods.
Yeah.
You know, as they get older. All right. Anyway, let's do the song here. It is in honor of our new gal pal, Mackenzie Scott. Right? She has $59 billion dollars. We're trying to get a taste of that. We got to open up a charity, right? I guess to get a piece of that. Or, you know, I wonder if they'll hit up our charity, Katarina's Club.
Oh, hey! You know?
Good idea, right?
Very she needs idea. To make a call.
Yeah. Maybe if we keep singing her songs until she gives, you know, Katarina's Club.
A lot of the stuff she's donating to is for underprivileged kids and such.
Yes.
That fits right in, man.
That's perfect. Yeah. So if anybody knows her, this song's for her. Maybe get some money for that Katarina's Club. All right. Here we go, everybody. Temptations, My Girl.
I've got sunshine.
A troublemaker angel. Now you can rest.
Hey! 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 Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, yeah!
Make me feel this way, Mackenzie.
That's great.
And there it is.
Ding dong.
Woo.
Sing along.
Ding dong.
Cool. All right. That's a great song. My girl, my girl. All right. We got to take another little small break here. We'll be back. By the way, I just looked at this during the commercial break last time. But if you go to ScoreMaster, right, it's free right now, scoremaster.com/Tim. They have a whole new look to the website. So check it out, right? ScoreMaster.com/Tim. And you can, it's free right now. Go check it out. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640. More now. KFI AM 640. Conway Show. I think it's the 1 year anniversary of Alec Baldwin's wife forgetting how you say cucumbers and English, or that debacle. She pretended to be from Spain, from Mallorca, and she forgot how to say cucumbers. I guess she forgot a lot of things, huh?
We have, tomatoes. We have, cucumbers.
Cucumbers.
We have, red pepper. We have, of course,
How do you say it in English? I love that.
We have, cucumber.
Cucumber.
How do you say it in English? She was born and raised in Boston.
And she says that before every food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
How do you say it in
English? Yeah. How do you say it in English? Red peppers. Oh, okay.
We have, tomatoes. We have, cucumber.
Cucumbers.
We have, red pepper. We have, of course,
How do you say it in English?
What's wrong
there? That was great. It really is. I love that she didn't think that she was going to be outed for that, right? You can say you're from Spain. You can marry a celebrity, and people just be like, oh, maybe, I think she's from Spain, right? She said she's from Spain. She's from Spain.
For no real reason,
and
either.
Don't you think he knew that she wasn't? Do you think he knew? But you know what? I don't know if he did, though, because when he went on like Letterman or Leno or, you know, Jimmy Fallon or whatever, he would mock her and do a Spanish accent and go, I can get away with that because my wife is from Spain.
I have black friends.
It's so
right?
Right,
isn't
right,
that what
yeah.
always the deal?
Right. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, I can use that term. Yeah. Because I got friends from Ireland.
Right.
Yeah. She forgot how to say cucumbers. She was raised in Boston, right? Boston, Massachusetts. She wasn't raised in Mallorca.
How do you say cucumbers? Cucumbers.
How do you say cucumbers?
Tomatoes. We have, cucumber.
Cucumbers.
How do you say it in English? What
and
is
then she,
the,
that's and so then she says it. You know how like some people that are learning English is not their first language, how they'll either put an S at the end of something or not. Right. You know, like, oh, we ate some shrimps the other day.
Some fishes.
Yeah, some right. fishes. Wait, she did the same thing with the cucumbers.
Oh, wait, hold on one second. Let's play it again.
We have cucumber.
Cucumbers.
We have red pepper. We have
right. She took the S off. She's like, uh-huh. How do you say in the English a cucumber? There were three of them, so it'd be cucumbers. But mm-hmm. she did the opposite. You're right.
We have cucumber.
Cucumbers.
We have red pepper. We have, of course.
Well, maybe she did. I don't know.
We have tomatoes.
The whole how do you say it in English sounds like such a habit that she
yeah.
just kind of rolls that way just to kind of keep the whole, you know.
She says it right. a lot, yeah.
But you know,
same
she
thing going.
But she should have owned it. I mean, she should have had a website called howdoyousayitinenglish.com, you know, and just had shirts and hats and go, yeah, I'm a phony, right? But who cares? And then people would have laid off. But she tried to, you know, to hide it and BS everybody. And it just doesn't work.
She dolazoled it.
That's right. I had a friend of mine who is not much older than I am, I think by maybe 10 years. And I was looking for, I'm looking for a blade for a lawnmower that they don't sell anymore. And it's a specific length. I think it's 19¾-inch blade on a lawnmower. And I can't find it. I went to Home Depot, went to Lowe's, and whenever I couldn't find it. And a buddy of mine said, well, why don't you just look online? I go, for like, where is it, like a Lawnmower Depot or something? And he said, he says, no, why don't you go to Amazon.com? And I'm like, I don't know. I've never heard it referred to as Amazon.
What is it?
Amazon.com.
Amazon.com. I thought that was great. I am www.amazon.com. You get a lot of stuff there. deliver it right to your home. You're going to enjoy it.
It's not just books, you know.
That's great. Amazon.com. Amazon.com. How do you say in English? .com? Is that right?
.com?
Is that in English?
.com? .com?
Tomatoes. We have, Cucumbers. We have,
That's so great. How do you say it in English? It's the best, man. I wish the people just own it, though. You know, enough with the million stories. It's not a BS, people. What can you do?
And for what?
To be a little more exotic, you know? I mean, I think Alec Baldwin thought it was cute, you know, to marry somebody with that accent. And his kids all have these really Spanish names. They're English names, but they all have a Spanish spin to them. Ugh. Like, Edward is one of his kids, and they call him Eduardo.
No.
Yes, he does. If you look at Baldwin's kids.
That's my middle name.
Is that right?
Yeah, Edward, but not. I don't go by Eduardo. My mom and dad would be like, what's the matter with you?
Are you saying English, Eduardo?
I don't go by Eduardo.
What's the matter with you?
Well, wait, I want to see what his kids are. Alec Baldwin.
Are you saying English, Eduardo?
Eduardo.
Children's names. Let's see here. All right. Well, he has the older one, Ireland, right? But
Ireland?
Yeah. But his other kids are, they don't list them here. Probably for good reason. So radio idiots like me don't make fun of them. but they're all named.
Leonardo?
Is Leonardo one of them?
Carmen Gabriela? Yeah. There is an Eduardo Pau Lucas?
Yeah, his name's Edward, but they call him Eduardo.
Romeo Alejandro?
Yeah, Romeo.
Oh, my God.
Romeo.
Rafael Thomas?
Thomas.
Lucia.
That's
very exotic. Yes.
Phonies. They think they can get away with this. Well, the internet's out there, right? The internet is the great equalizer on people who try all that phony crap.
Internet is the king.
It really is, man. You cannot hide. You try to tell everybody you're from Spain, and there'll be like 900 guys up all night with coffee trying to figure out, you know, why you're BSing them.
I guess he calls Eduardo Edu.
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 You imagine that? You get away with, who's my kid? Is it Edward or Ed? It's Edu.
It's Edu.
Edu. No, Ed don't. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640. More with Croce. There's no place I'd rather be. KFI AM 640. Conway Show. The real oppressive heat is over, so that's good. Right? But you still got to get the air conditioner fixed. Maybe this is a wake-up call this week. And air conditioning parts are very, very scarce right now. Why? I don't know. I'm not in the air conditioning business. Let's find out.
As temperatures rise, air conditioners are an essential part of surviving the warm summer months.
Yeah.
But thanks to a supply shortage, repairs or replacements could be harder to come by this year.
Yeah, and you know what? We have to replace our air conditioning at home. And I got quotes from $4,000 on the low end to $34,000 on the high end. I'm like, really? So it's between $4,000 and $34,000? I'm going to lean more towards the $4,000 unit.
We've had both the pandemic where the manufacturers slowed down their production because of workers not being there. Pre-summer, actually, in the spring, we had a major unexpected heat wave come across the center of the United States.
Yep.
And all the extra supply that the manufacturers normally make to keep up with summer demand has been utilized there already.
With increased demand comes rising costs.
Here we go. It's always with the cost.
Just the machine parts to be made have gone up in cost so high that we've had two increases from our manufacturer this year alone on us. They've increased the prices over 17-18% in some instances on these machines.
Navarro expects those prices to only increase. To not break the bank and ensure you have cool air this summer, he encourages people to make sure your AC unit is being maintained and act quickly if it needs to be replaced.
Yeah, I got to do that.
A lot of it is just like you're getting your car maintained. We need to do the same thing with HVAC and repair the high failing parts. Replacing them while they're still running is the best thing to do, especially right now because we can order the equipment, get it in, set up an install date. If you wait until the machine fails and it needs to be replaced, it could be a week until we get the equipment that you're sitting in a hot house.
Reporting in Atlanta for AccuWeather, I'm Kim Loeffler.
Yeah, this guy sounds exactly like the nine guys that came over to my house to give me an estimate. They all have the same lingo.
A lot of it is just like you're getting your...
It's like me sitting there staring at this guy.
A lot of it is like you're getting your car maintained.
Okay.
We need to do the same thing with HVAC and repair the high failing parts.
How much is it?
Replacing them while they're still running is the best thing to do, especially right now because we can order the equipment, get it in, set up an install date.
Okay.
If you wait until the machine fails and it needs to be replaced,
give me an estimate. You got an estimate?
It could be a week until we get the equipment that you're sitting in a hot house.
All right. God almighty. Eight of those guys came over, banging on me for money. And I like the guy. I always say to them, I said, hey, give me an estimate. I'm not signing anything today. I'm not giving you a check today. So don't give me the hustle at the end. Right. If I like you, then the chance of us doing business are astronomical. If I don't like you, it's zero. And I remember one guy came over to give me an estimate, for insulation. Right. Mm. And I walk out the front door just because I was going to go water the grass. And there's a guy standing there, right? And he's standing on our walkway. And I go, and I said to him, I said, are you lost? He says, nope. I said, what are you doing here? He goes, I'm giving you an estimate for the air conditioner. How you doing? I'm Phil from so-and-so, right? He was a weird guy. He was just standing there in the yard. He wasn't even doing anything. He was just standing there. And I walked up to him real slowly. Like, I thought he was a homeless guy. I'm like, what's going on with you? He goes, I'm here to give you an estimate. I'm like, okay. Can I ask maybe, this might sound silly. Can I ask your name? Yeah, just maybe a first name is fine. Or what company you're from? He goes, my name is Phil. Okay, we got the name out of the way. And what company are you from? Air conditioning personalityguys.com. Oh, okay. All right. Well, come on in. You seem to fit right in.
Let me guess. You're an intern?
It's the worst, though. Having to buy something that it's like when you go to fix your car and you spend $1,000 and you drive your car in there and they fix it. You give them $1,000 and you drive it out and you're like, God, it feels exactly the same.
No different.
You know, I mean, it's the worst. Like if you spend $1,000 on a stereo, you're like, wow, I can see the stereo that I just paid for. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Or $1,000 on a computer, right? Like, oh man, that's a great computer. I can see it. I'll hold it in my hands. But when you spend $1,000 for like air conditioning, like, wow, the air conditioning worked yesterday. And now I give a guy $18,000 and it works again tomorrow. I hate that.
That's the thing about what the guy said is like, it makes total sense.
It does.
Get stuff replaced before it breaks.
That's right.
Otherwise you're kind of screwed. You're going to be hot for a while. But at the same time, there's always that little, did it need to be replaced?
Right.
Aspect of it.
Right. And that's from, you know, constantly getting hammered, you know, a guys will come into your house and go, hey, if you buy our carpet today, I'll give you 10% off. Like, all right, let's not do the hustle. Right.
Right.
Let's just talk like two human beings. Right. What is your offer? What kind of carpet? And maybe we'll make a deal here. What the hell?
I had a guy when I was living in my townhome for the longest time, and then that I rented, and they had a guy that came in and fix, change things out with their AC. When I moved into Jen's place and, you know, we kind of cohabitated like we did last summer, the generator, the fan, all of a sudden it was, what is that metal on metal? And now there's no air. And, yeah. And it was like that guy, I had the number for the guy and came right out and fixed it up. And I go, all right, see, establish a relationship. You don't necessarily need to get the equipment fixed right now, but establish a relationship with a guy so that he right. will come out quickly.
Right. And if you have a guy like a handyman who is good at what he does and he's not a pain in the ass, he's not really, really weird.
Yeah.
You'll hold on to that guy forever.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely forever. And then you start to, I like to ask friends who they recommend. You know, we had a refrigerator that stopped keeping food cold. And so I asked, all my buddies, do you know a refrigeration repairman? Because I didn't want to just go.
So it was basically just a box.
Right. Exactly. I don't want to go through the yellow pages and, you know, have 900 guys come out. And I found a guy that did a good job, but it cost me $998.
To fix
an effing refrigerator. $998.
I don't even know where to go with
it. It was so tough to write that check. But it was, it's a refrigerator. I don't want to go into where we bought it and what the name is and everything, but it's a refrigerator, they say, has this problem. The condenser is always problematic on this line of refrigerators. I'm like, okay. Well, why didn't they tell me that at the store before I bought it?
Yeah.
I was going to spend $1,000 to fix it. $1,000 to fix a refrigerator. You know how many hands of video poker I could have played with that, though? Or how many exactas I could have bet at Santa Anita for that same money? I could have, if I took 1,000 to the track, I could have hit at least 10 exactas and paid for a new fridge.
I'm still fascinated by when you were talking to Mark yesterday about how when you guys like go to Vegas, he likes the straight up playing against people face to face poker thing, and you're about the video poker.
Yeah, no, he loves because he's good. You know, he's a smart guy and remembers what people play. And he can look at tells.
He reads people. Yeah, he reads people.
And I can't remember what I have.
Oh, yeah. No.
But he can remember hands. Like, if you ask him, remember last time you were in Vegas and you lost that small pot? He goes, oh, that guy had 2-3 offsuit. That guy had kings.
Oh, no.
He'll remember the entire hand.
Ugh.
Ben, I literally can't, I have to keep looking at what I have. I'm like, oh, what did I have again? Oh, 7-10. Oh yeah, I got to look at it again.
Yeah, one time I played in a celebrity poker tournament down in Carson or whatever, and I was sitting beside Dick Van Dyke of all people.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm sorry, I take that back. Not Dick Van Dyke, Dick Van Patten.
Dick Van Patten, okay.
Yeah, and I was sitting beside him, and this was 10 years ago, roughly, and I knocked him out.
Oh, wow.
And that would be something I would think I would remember what cards I had that knocked Dick Van Patten. Not a clue.
That's great. Yeah. I wonder how many times Dick Van Patten has heard this. Oh, man, I met this unbelievable celebrity, Dick Van Dyke. Wow, Dick Van Dyke?
Yeah, right?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Dick Van Patten. Oh, all right. I bet he's heard that. All right, we got to check in with Nori next on KFI AM 640. What's going on, Crozier? KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. George Norrie is coming up next. George, what's on the big show tonight, bub?
Tim, we're going to talk about our race to space, and later on, a movie star critic is joining us to talk about the life of Jesus in movies.
You know,
it's kind of interesting.
I had no idea until listening to your show last night that you're the last person that probably talked to Jimmy Hoffa.
Yep, before they did him in.
That's wild.
Had him on a show and then was walking him to his car, and he was jovial and happy. And a couple months later, poof, gone.
Did the FBI or anybody ever come interview you?
Nope, nobody did.
Really?
Nobody did. I mean, he didn't say that much to me other than he wanted to come back and regain the Teamster presidency. But a lot of weird things were going on in those days.
The only thing I knew about him from my uncle who met him once, he wasn't a very tall guy, but he said he had the most aggressive handshake he's ever had.
Yeah, exactly. He squeezed my hand and it was like a vice.
Yeah.
And then, the guy thing, you try to squeeze back.
Right.
And he was a toughie. He did a great job for the union, but he got tainted.
He did. That was a great show, man. That's got to be a best of. That was great.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, man. All right. There he goes. George Norrie, Coast to Coast. Did you, Crozier, you were here. You probably heard that, right? That's amazing that he was the last guy to talk to.
He's talked about that before, because it's one of those ones. It's like, man, Jimmy Hoffa, there always seems to be little details that keep popping up that we hadn't heard before.
Yeah. That's a great story. Jimmy Hoffa's story.
Yeah.
And the details last night were terrific on George Norrie and Coast to Coast. All right. Very good. We're going to get to this earlier, but I just didn't have time to do it. So we'll do it now. But there's a lot of money that's been donated to the LAUSD from some big music guys that are going to start their own have their own sort of school and curriculum for these kids to learn, and a lot of money went into this. Listen to this.
All we're here to do is help the kids.
Artist and music producer Andre Dr. Dre Young, teaming with music producer Jimmy Ivey and Los Angeles Unified School Superintendent Austin Buettner, launching a new high school in South LA.
I think it's going to be something extremely different.
For now, the new high school is called Regional High School Number 1 until its official name has been established. It will be co-located on the Audubon Middle School campus near MLK Boulevard, the school focusing on providing an innovative business and technology-based education to students.
We're here strictly for the kids and trying to give them a future and something promising that maybe wasn't available before now. So that is our intent.
I want to encourage people like us that have been fortunate and have success to come to these neighborhoods and really do something positive.
In 2013, Dr. Dre teaming with Iveen and USC founding the USC Jimmy Iveen and Andre Young Academy. USC naming the academy its 20th professional school with a focus on arts and design, engineering, business, computer science, technology, and more.
That's great. That is a really cool deal. For guys who have made the money to put it back into the community. That is cool.
Iveen is such a legend in the music industry. He's just been around forever.
Yeah. I don't know much about, you know, that side of music, but I know that Jimmy's put a lot of money back into communities, not just here in LA, but all over the nation. All right. The top, the warmest, highest temperature today in the entire country was at Stovepipe Wells, which I believe is in Death Valley. Death Valley today, 172 degrees.
What?
No, you're right. But everybody else bought it. Russ bought it. Morgan bought it. Angel's, a little too buzzed to hear what's going on right now. But you're the only guy like, wait a minute, what? 172? Get out of here. No, it was 125 degrees. 125 degrees. Is that George Norrie still on with us? Yeah, it was.
No, it was Angel. She checked out.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She heard you talking to her. She was like, oh, no, I'm out.
Did you ever hear the story? I think this would be before you came on with us, Croge, but about 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, Angel Martinez talked about a SIG alert that closed the 405 freeway, completely closed the 405 freeway southbound. No traffic at all. And it went on. I think it was a shooting and somebody had died. And the SIG alert went on for like 6 hours. She had started talking about 4 o'clock and it would still, it went all the way to midnight. Right. So, but from 4 o'clock, every time she did traffic, she came on, say, hey, it's Angel Martinez. There's a SIG alert. The 405 freeway is southbound is closed. Stay off the 405.
Right.
She leaves Long Beach and forgets and gets stuck in the SIG alert. Isn't that great? She mentioned it 4 times an hour for 6 hours and then drove out of work and drove right into it and couldn't get off the freeway.
Have you? One of the benefits of working here is we get to make that call if we're on the freeway or something like that. And we get to go, hey, Angel, what's going on? And we we get a little bit of that every once in a while. Although, we have the connect number for people that listeners that are calling to give little tips and stuff. And it's always entertaining to call them to go, hey, I'm right here. Tell me where I need to go.
Right. But the opposite is what Chris Little does this all the time. And I love the guy, but I'm busting his balls here. Chris Little will call and say, hey, the 210 is backed up near the 605 or wherever it is. And then he shuts, and then he turns the radio on to hear his name mentioned.
Oh,
as Chris Little just reported on the 210. It's backed up around the 605. All right, big old shout out to Chris Little. Thank you, sir.
Hey, that's me.
Anyway, the high temperature was 125 today, and the low temperature was 25 in Oregon.
Oh, Oregon.
Sand Creek Station in Oregon was 25 degrees, 100-degree difference between Death Valley and Sand Creek Station in Oregon. That's incredible. All right, we got to get out of here. Nori's next on KFI AM 640.